From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day, and we begin today with the turmoil in the financial markets. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Today's New York Post headline, Alex, says it all. Dow, spelled D apostrophe O-W.
Dow.
Yeah, as in ow. The Dow fell nearly 400 points yesterday. It's down again today, and markets worldwide are also lower.
They're reacting to a crisis in the American mortgage market. There are fears that homeowners defaulting on subprime loans will cause a ripple effect throughout the world economy.
NPR's Adam Davidson covers international economics from his perch in New York City. And Adam, today the Fed injected some $35 billion into American financial markets. What is it doing there? What's it trying to do?
Well, liquidity means, you know, the ability to pay off loans, the ability to get easy access to money. Let's say you owe me $5, and I'm expecting that $5 from you, and I owe Alex $5. If you don't pay me, I can't pay Alex. He can't pay his cable bill. The cable company can't pay its debts, et cetera, et cetera. And that causes a huge panic because that can reach all throughout the economy. And we reached a credit crisis yesterday. So what the Fed's doing is saying we are going to pump lots and lots of money, $35 billion today, several billion yesterday. And they say they'll pump as much as is necessary to keep this money flowing through the economy so there won't be these crises of bankruptcy and over new debts, et cetera, throughout the economy.
I see. So people can pay their debt. So I can pay Alex and you can pay me and we'll all be happy.
Exactly.
And now this is all triggered apparently by the subprime loan problem. And, you know, that's been around for quite a while, several months now. Why are markets reacting now?
Well, we've known for a while that there are all these that there's been mortgages given to lots and lots of people who used to not be able to qualify for a mortgage, people who have virtually no income, no assets. That worked great when housing prices were going up month after month, year after year, because the worst thing that would happen is someone would default on their mortgage and you sell the house for more than it's worth and you cover the mortgage. But last year in lots of parts of the country, not LA, not New York, but other parts of the country, housing prices stopped rising and actually started falling. And so you have people in real serious financial crisis. Investors thought it was limited to a handful of mortgage companies. Turns out they were wrong. Lots of financial institutions all over the world have invested in securities that are backed by these subprime loans. And we keep finding out about more and more of them. So that's why it's spreading to Europe and other parts of the world.
You know, Adam, we talked to someone earlier today who said, I think he said people are overreacting, that this is a panic attack and not a heart attack, which is a clever line. But is it true?
You know what? No one knows. They really don't know. I mean, the scariest thing going on right now is uncertainty. You know, markets can, they like to know at least a probability of an event. How likely is it for Iraqi oil to flow? How likely is it for eBay to make another 10% profit next year? That kind of thing. And people feel like the fundamental information that would allow them to make those assessments are missing. They fundamentally can't estimate it, and therefore markets cease to function. For how long? We'll have to see. That's the fear.
Hmm. What about lowering interest rates? Could the Fed calm the market by doing that?
That's also debatable. There's a fear that by doing that, they'll just encourage the same kind of risky behavior in the future. But the market thinks that the Fed will lower it by the end of next month.
Adam, thank you.
Thank you.
That's NPR's international business correspondent, Adam Davidson.